San Francisco District Attorney George Gaskin's indictment of newly elected Sheriff Ross Mercurimi on three misdemeanor domestic violence charges dominated the city's headlines throughout the month of January. In an editorial titled "The Mercurimi Distraction," Beyond Cron editor Randy Shaw wrote that the controversy is eclipsing critical issues, including housing, jobs, the end of the redevelopment agency, and the city budget, not only in the headlines, but also at Mayor Ed Lee's press conferences. The DA's investigations into Mayor Ed Lee's 2011 mayoral campaign and the Independent Expenditure Committee to elect Ed Lee disappeared from the headlines altogether, but KPFA's Ann Garrison called the DA's office this week to inquire about their progress.
In November's San Francisco election, interim mayor and Gavin Newsom appointee Ed Lee became the city's elected mayor, and interim district attorney and Gavin Newsom appointee George Gascon became the city's elected district attorney. Shortly before the election, then interim district attorney Gascon opened investigations into allegations that interim Mayor Lee's campaign was guilty of laundering campaign contributions above the individual limit through low-paid workers at Goloway's vans and city apartments. Gascon also began investigations into allegations that the Independent Expenditure Committee to elect Ed Lee was guilty of absentee ballot tampering in Chinatown. Gascon said that he took the investigations very seriously. 3 weeks after the election, when KPFA called his office, the only news was that all three investigations were ongoing. And last week, nearly 3 months after the election, the answer was, once again, all three investigations are ongoing. District Attorney Gascon's communication staff added that they have the station's number and will call should there be anything to report. KPFA asked election lawyer Gautam Dutta to comment.
These are obviously serious allegations, and they can take time to look into. One set of allegations involves the owners of two companies. They are alleged to have told their employees to give money to the mayoral campaign and then reimburse those employees after they made them. In effect, they're accused of laundering campaign donations. If there is proof for that, if there is evidence, this would be quite serious, but that's the question. What is the evidence? The second set of allegations involve absentee voters and whether the Independent Expenditure Committee of the mayor's election campaign acted inappropriately with respect to Asian American voters. Those involve a complex set of allegations that will need some time to be looked into. In general, both sets of allegations can be difficult to prove and can take months or longer to look into.
That was election lawyer Gautam Dutta on the ongoing investigations into the Ed Lee for Mayor campaign and the Independent Expenditure campaign to elect Ed Lee in the city of San Francisco. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.